Megillah Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Ezo Ir Gedola. So what is this large city that reads on the 14th and is not a little village? What differentiates between the two? It's not the amount of people in the city. Rather, it's Kol Sheyesh Ba Asara Batlonim. If a city has 10 Batlonim, Batlonim are people in the Beis HaKnesses that would not work. They would be funded from the community, that they should always be in shul the time of davening. It's the way the Rav learns. That's called an Ir Gedola. Pachos Mikan, if it's less than this, Harei Zeh Kfar, then it's just a simple village. But Elu Amru Makdimim V'loy Ma'achim. On these days, the days of the Megillah that we just explained, these are the days that we say that you should always designate the day earlier, but you never push the day off. You never say that Megillah reading is later. But now we're going to see that there are other days where they push off the date. Avalzman Atzei Kohanim. But the day, the time of the Atzei Kohanim that we said at the end of Tainus. We brought up that different mishpachos of Klal Yisrael, they had certain days of the year to bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash for the Ma'aracha. And they would bring a carbon etzim, which is a nedava, which is a voluntary carbon they would bring. Along with the wood, they would bring a carbon nedava. If that day would fall out on Shabbos, they would push that off, like the Rav explains. Tisha B'Av, also if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we push that off. And also other tainis, if they fall out on Shabbos, we push it off. Chagiga, also carbon chagiga, if the Yontif falls out on Shabbos, we push off the Shalmei Chagiga to tomorrow, because you do have Tashlumin to bring Chagiga after, for 7 days. Vehakel, and also Hakel, where the Melech would read from a Sefer Torah, everybody would bring their children, and since they wouldn't be carrying on Shabbos, they would push it off till Sunday, if the first day of Chol Moed Sukkos, which is the day that they would say Hakel, if that day fell out on Shabbos, that's when they would push it off. This is done during the year of the Shemitah, where the Melech would read it on the beam in the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'achin v'loy makdim. In all these cases, we push it off, and we don't make it earlier than the day that's designated. Because we never, like the Rav explains, do something before the time that you're chayiv to do it. And Tisha B'Av, we never want to bring harshness and punishment and Tisha B'Av and Din earlier than we have to, so we always push that off. Afal pisha amru makdim v'loy ma'achin, even though we say you should make it earlier and don't push it off when we talk about Purim. Mutarim behesped v'tainius. However, the day that you made it earlier, so let's say Purim, the Kriyas of Megillah, was set at an earlier date for any of the reasons that we said in the Mishnah, it fell out on Shabbos and so on and so forth. It's mutter for hesped and tainius on the new earlier date. Not on the day of the 14th, but on the new earlier date, that day is mutter for hesped and tainius. Umatanos levyonim. And also that day is the day we do Matanos Levyonim, because Matanos Levyonim, whether it's the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th of the month, that's the day that they can do Matanos Levyonim. And the Rambam writes that it sounds like even a person that's not Mukhiyev on that day, let's say Sam, a person from Yadalit, if he would give Matanos Levyonim on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, he's Yotzi Yidei Chovasa. But when it comes to Mishloach Manos is tied to the Sudas of Purim. You give your friend fresh fruit to eat for the Suda of Purim. Therefore, that's always specific to the Zman Suda. And the Zman of the Suda, Yushalmi says, like we brought earlier, you're not Makdimin. That's why we said for the people in the walled cities, if the 15th fell out on Shabbos, even though Megillah is read Erev Shabbos, with the large cities, the Suda of Purim is read on, according to Yushalmi, on the 16th. And that would also be the day of Mishloach Manos for them. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Eimasai Makom Shenichnasim B'Sheni V'Chamishi. When does this apply? Only in the time, in a place that they would enter on Monday and Thursday. If people weren't gathering and entering on Monday and Thursday, we only read it in its right time.